Hello again. Welcome to another episode of the Peace of Mind Makers podcast. I'm just going to jump right into this one, and I'm going to try to make it quick because my rabbit is hopping up a storm. So I'm going to hop right into this topic. We are going to talk about protection. I want to talk about how you protect yourself from that which you don't know. Seems like an impossible task, but I think the best way to protect yourself against the unknown is to let go of your fear of the unknown. Because there's so many things we don't know, and it's impossible to know everything, so just get that out of your head, let go of that attachment that you have to needing to know before you feel like you are prepared for something. The best way to prepare for anything is to be aware and to be present so that you can gather information about what is going on, so that maybe you can have insight about what could potentially happen. And the only way that you can protect yourself from what is happening is through being present and aware. And what's happening now is what you're dealing with. You're not dealing with things that could potentially be happening in the future. Most of the time, things that we worry about don't even end up happening. So your best bet is to just try to remain present and aware. And to have a healthy appreciation for the unknown, because accepting this and not fighting against it will create more balance and harmony in your life. You won't be as stressed about things that you don't know about happening, or the anxiety of waiting for something to happen that you're expecting. You can get more accustomed to just experiencing things as they come, and that will give you a stability that will help you deal with challenges as you face them. So you don't need to know exactly what challenges are going to come up. You just need to know that you're going to be present and able to draw upon your present surroundings through your awareness to overcome that challenge. So if you can do that, then you're pretty much always as protected as you're gonna be. And a lot of people are afraid of doing the wrong thing or just not doing the right thing, especially when it comes to things that you've never experienced before, things you're anticipating happening, things you're worried about. But mistakes, especially when you are aware of making them and you're not detaching from the experience because of your fear, that's when you really are able to learn, and the lessons that you learn will leave a lasting impression on you because you will have had a present awareness of what was trying to be relayed to you through this experience. And part of this being aware, you know, if you can do it consistently and practice this awareness, you'll get better at listening to your intuition, because you will just have a stronger sense of the world around you and how you are able to respond to it. And that's really the power of intuition, which is like your natural awareness, which, if you think about it, it's what animals and other creatures on this earth use. They don't use language like we do and really complex thought processes. They use their natural instincts, because they're just always present and aware of what's going on so that they can react to it and deal with it. So that's pretty much it. I mean, the more you do that, the more confident you will become. And confidence is really what protects people and allows you to accomplish things that other people can't, even though they're just as capable, even more capable sometimes, but they lack the confidence to just accept that you can't know everything, but you can deal with it through being present and aware. If anyone wants to count how many times I said the words present and aware in this episode, let me know. Leave a comment below. But other than that, I think I'm going to wrap up this topic. That's pretty much all I wanted to say regarding this property of this full hazel moon, which is why I'm talking about protection. This is how I am relating it to the lessons that I am hoping to take with me through the full moon ritual that I will be doing in a few days. So, if you're interested in learning more about that, stay tuned for the next few episodes, and I will see you there.